The draft 2017 City of Ketchikan spending plan compiled by city managers totals about $64 million. Ketchikan Public Utilities draft spending plan totals nearly $50 million. City Manager Carl Amelon writes in his transmittal memo to the council that the city budget maintains staffing levels and doesn't include any sales or property tax increases. Some city expenses are expected to rise, specifically employee benefits, and Amelon writes revenue sharing from the state of Alaska is expected to drop. The draft budget calls for using about $6 million of the city's reserves. Harbor rates are scheduled to go up 7%, but the draft budget does not increase wastewater fees this year, based on direction from the city council. It would be the first year since at least 2012 that wastewater rates would remain the same. Amelon had recommended another increase and writes that not raising those rates could make it difficult to pay for infrastructure improvements. Amelon also is the KPU general manager. He writes that the draft KPU budget maintains staffing levels except for the addition of one customer service representative to help with Verizon wireless service sales at KPU Telecommunications Division. Salary and benefit costs are expected to rise at KPU because of negotiated agreements, and KPU plans to discontinue an incentive program that lowered electric bills by about $10 a month if a customer subscribes to certain KPU telecommunications services. The draft budget does not include rate increases in 2017, but Amelon writes KPU's utility rates overall are not keeping up with increases in operating costs. He says total operating revenue is rising at about 2.3% a year, and costs are going up about 4.4% annually. The City Council did approve a 5% electric rate increase for 2016, the first one since 2008. Water rates also went up 8% in the 2016 KPU budget, as they had for the past few years. The City Council's first special budget meeting is November 28th. Other special budget meetings are set for December 5th, 8th, and 12th. All the meetings start at 7 p.m. in City Council chambers and provide time for public comment. The Council must approve the City and KPU budgets by the end of the year. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.